A bluebird came to stay with me. It taught me how to see all the meaning in the ether in the city's poetry. My life's pieces fear.
Tisha Van Sant, live here in the studio on Out of the Woods. Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks so much for having us.
As she goes to have some tea.
Yep.
And you're not alone. You brought the big bass man and producer of your
big
CD.
Al. Yep. Yeah.
Big Al.
Hey, John.
How do you say your last name?
You could say it two ways. My family says Lacquement. But, you know, every French person I've ever met says Lacquement. So,
right,
your choice.
I'm more of a, in the Lacquement
way
of speaking. I mean, we're in New Hampshire. There's a lot of French people here, but they always pronounce things more like that and not the proper French, it seems. Probably our influence, you know, living where we do. But names are funny things. I like to get them right when I can. But anyway, welcome to the show. That one was called Bluebird.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And is that on the new CD?
Yep, that one's on there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Turn your talkie mic up a little bit there.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll stand closer. Thanks.
So you're traveling through my area. You have a couple shows. You played one last night. Where were you? Portland, Maine?
Yep. Uh-huh. And we actually just lined up a last-minute one in New Haven tonight. So
are
we're
going to
make
me?
The trek. Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then it's a little bit out of the way, but it'll be fun.
Okay, excellent. Down to Connecticut and then all the way back up to New York.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Cool stuff. Tonight is in the past.
That's right.
For those of you listening in the past.
From the past.
That's right. Yeah. Folks are going to be hearing this around March 17th and the week following on all the various stations.
Mm-hmm. But, happy St. Patrick's Day.
There you go, folks. Yeah, we recorded that one last week. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, maybe we can get you to play another one.
Okay. Can I talk about it a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was thinking we do Taking Back the Reins next. Mm-hmm. I worked at a progressive advocacy group in D.C. for about 5 years, and then I decided for a number of reasons that I just wanted something different out of life and made the shift and moved back to Baltimore, which is where I'm from, and I decided to pursue playing music. And I one of the things that was challenging about that shift for me was that I had to admit how much of my self-esteem was wrapped up in my career and how much of I had this insecurity about wanting to be successful and have these bullet points to show for myself, you know? And so I,
we have a cat who wants to drink
Drink my tea. Oh, you can have some if you want, kitty. Yeah. So I had to really admit to myself that that was one of the things that I was going through emotionally. And so I decided that I needed to let go of some of that. And so I said, okay, you know, when I make this shift, I'm just going to let all of that insecurity go and turn to this other industry where there's absolutely no form of insecurity, you know, and competition in this place called the music industry.
Oh no.
And one of the things that I learned through that transition was that the real problem was that I didn't feel good enough about myself, and that was the real problem. And it was bringing itself to bear on lots of different aspects of my life and lots of different relationships that I had with other people. And I've come to really believe that I think people are at their best and strongest and most generous and best at their jobs when they feel good about themselves. And I think that the opposite is also true. And I believe that people are... you know, when people are doing stuff that doesn't make any sense or who are being unkind, often what's at the root of the issue is that they don't feel good about themselves, so they feel like they have to prove something to somebody. And so I just think that the battle for self-love is one that everyone struggles with, and I think it's one that everybody should take more seriously because it has a lot of implications for how things play out in the world. So the song's Taking Back the Reins. I feel beneath my feet this still way of stone. My mission calls me down these ancient catacombs. It won't be long before the torch dies. Nothing but darkness from my eyes. This task I must complete alone. Disguise. I came to look him in the eye.
Letitia Van Sant. You're on Out of the Woods, live in the studio once again. And what did you say you called that one?
Taking Back the Reins.
Excellent. And that is also on the new CD, which is, we should mention what it's called, by the way. It's called Gut It to the Studs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of songs sort of on that theme of shaking things up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell some, the folks a little bit more about how you came to that title.
Well, I just mentioned that I made that transition with my job and moving back to Baltimore. And around that same time, my partner and I ended up getting this house that needed a whole lot of work. And we just, I feel like I learned through that. Like sometimes to set things right, if something doesn't feel right, you just have to tear it all down, start it over again. Sometimes it's really messy, but just because something's messy doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing to do. So that's why I chose that title.
Excellent. Yeah, there's a good description of everything on your website there as well about what you've had going on and all these changes in
uh-huh.
your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if folks want to head over to LetitiaVanSant.com, right? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tricky one to spell. It's spelled like Letitia with two T's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed also on your Facebook you have a phonetic pronunciation. You must get it mispronounced a lot.
Yeah, I can't blame people, though. It's a hard one.
Yeah. And it's not spelled like Towns Van Zandt either. It's
I know. I wish it was.
Yeah, I know.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're still in the record bin next to him, so. Excellent. All right, so looks like we got the harmonica all set up here.
Yeah. We thought we'd do Gut It to the Studs.
You gave away the surprise there, John. But get ready, listeners.
You ready for that one?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm slowly beginning to learn why many harmonica players don't have beards.
Uh-oh. Well, you could just shave it like in the shape of a harmonica around your mouth.
Please leave that in.
Okay. Got it to the studs. Here we go.
Like sand caught in my bed sheets, it is rubbing raw my chest. Makes me pace in all these circles, wakes me nightly in a sweat. These darker hours before the dawn, or I keep my regrets. My mind says Tom said the bit. Is it wrong to want what I want? To find what's right, gotta get it to the studs. Well, something here is not quite right. Yeah, something's all messed up. I'm knocking down the walls tonight, gotta get it to the studs. Is it wrong to want what I want?
could start anew. It could be called naivety or the foolishness of youth. But only fools can sleep in homes with the cracks still running through. Yes, we must build on the very studs, time to level something true. Is it wrong to want what I want, to help find what's right? Gotta cut it to the studs. Is it wrong to want what I want, to help find what's right? Gotta cut it to the studs. Gotta cut it to the studs.
All right, Letitia Van Sant once again, Alex Lacquemont on the bass and harmonica and backing vocals. Very nice stuff. That is the title track from the new CD, and technically, it's your third, from what I understand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's your first nationally distributed CD.
Mm-hmm. Go.
We won't interrupt during the tuning. I know you all want to hear that.
Yeah.
Is this also your beginning of getting out and touring outside of the Baltimore area more? Or?
Pretty much, yeah. I've done a little bit in the past, but yeah, this is the first year that I'm really building it in, kind of prioritizing that in my life and trying to get out there more. I'm having a lot of fun. It's been really fun so far.
Excellent. It's not the right time of year to be driving around up in these parts, though.
Yeah, we got stuck in the nor'easter the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. Alex bore the brunt of it.
Wow. Yeah, there was something else by the coast. Were you near the coast?
We're about 20 miles off the coast generally, right? Is that?
I think a little further, but we did drive up the Hudson Valley, and like for some reason all the snow went. We were just following the path of the snow on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather has got to be quite a factor for a touring musician. I can't imagine. You know, you got to be where you got to be, and you got to drive through. It's like being the mailman, you know, rain or snow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dates, what you got coming up when folks are going to be hearing this? I looked at your schedule.
You said, well, we're playing on March 15th at Club Passim in Cambridge. And March 16th in Somerville, New Jersey. And then I think the next one after that is March 25th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, that was not on your website yet.
It's a house show, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. It looks like you have a bit of a break in there, and then a lot of things start happening again in April and whatnot. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any big down-the-road tour plans in parts of the country? We have a lot of folks out west who I'm sure would like to hear you.
Well, we'll be heading, I'm going to be heading down to Texas in May, and then probably doing North Carolina, Tennessee, hopefully in July, Colorado in August, and let's see, another Midwest tour in October, and I think I'll be coming back up to New England in November, December.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Any summer festivals in the mix or anything like that?
Playing Kingman Island Bluegrass Festival in D.C. in June. I think that's the only one that I've got on the books so far this year in terms of festivals.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you are a former Kerrville winner, right? New Folk winner?
Just this past year,
this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcon Ridge as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The showcase and stuff.
Yeah, I just discovered this whole entire universe of songwriting festivals. It's amazing to me. Because I've spent most of my time with, you know, wonderful musicians like Alex and folks who are instrumentalists, but discovering this entire community of songwriters is like, it's blew my mind. So I'm really excited because I wrote most of this record before I met this whole community, and now I'm excited to kind of take what I've learned into the next one.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you're already winning those accolades, you're doing pretty good, because I know a lot of folks who've been trying to get onto those stages for years, you know? So, way to go.
Well, I feel like the best thing that I've gotten out of Kerrville is just like having a sense of community with other songwriters. That's like a really cool thing. They bring all the finalists in for the weekend. And so now I feel like I've got all these 35 friends all around the country who are, you know, just trying to hack it and trying to help each other out. And it's really cool.
Excellent. Well, looks like we might have time for one more before we have to take a quick break. What you got?
Let's do Come Sit by My Fire next.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
What? Nice.
I don't know. Bullseye. I've had a number of friends who have been going through some really difficult things in their lives in the past couple of years. And it's made me notice how many people are walking around with these invisible burdens, that they're dealing with really difficult stuff, but have to function as though nothing's really happening. And it made me realize how many times I've really failed to reach out to somebody I knew who was going through something difficult because I didn't know what to say or I felt awkward. But that contributes to this feeling of alienation that sometimes people who are grieving can feel. So this is just about a hope for myself and for our society to just make more space for grief. So it's called Come Sit by My Fire. Sometimes ignored.
Lovely. Very, very nice. Letitia Van Sant, once again, here live in our studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we should take a quick break here, but we can definitely come back and do some more.
Great.
All right. We will be right back after this.